Together Daily Podcast, a ministry of the Kerwin Baptist Church in Kernersville, North Carolina. Our prayer is that through these daily devotions, we can believe together, even when we can't be together. Please join us for a brief devotion Monday through Friday as we strive to continue daily with one accord, as the first church did in Acts chapter 2. Now, here is our pastor, Daniel Hawtrey, with our devotion today.
Welcome to Believing Together. My name is David Fulp, and I'm the children's pastor here at Kerwin Baptist Church. And I'm excited today to be able to share some scripture with you here on the podcast. We're going to be reading in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, and it says, "But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord." Paul's writing here to the Church of Corinth, his second letter that's recorded here in Scripture, and he's helping them out. The Church of Corinth had their struggles, had their points where they were, you know, concerns and stuff and struggles with sin, but Paul was writing, and he spent a lot of time helping them, and he was reminding them of this part of the letter of how once they accept the Lord as their Savior, they're changed. They're not the same what they used to be. Growing up, we had a dog named Oreo. He was a German Shepherd Black Lab mix, and he was an awesome dog. Had him for 14 years, from when I was 10 to 24, and we loved that dog. He was really good, and he was an outdoor dog, so when it would get cold in the winter, we would bring him in and let him stay at night in our washroom. But before we would, try to give him a bath if we could. If it kind of warmed up or however, we'd try to give him a bath every couple weeks or week, however, before we brought him inside. Well, we wash him up. We get him nice and clean and get all the dirt and stuff off of him. But as soon as we would, and we would let him back outside, what would he do? He would go right to the dirt, roll around, because you could tell he was just like, I don't want to be clean. And, you know, a person that without Jesus can try to get, could try to clean up their life, can try as best as they can to get rid of things in their life. But without Christ, without the true forgiveness and a change in their heart, they're going to fall back right into that. Christ gives us that freedom because he paid for our sin. He took care of it for us. And as it also talks about here in Corinthians, that once we get saved, we become a new creature. And here in this verse, he says, hey, once you do this, you're changed in the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. The Holy Spirit comes in your heart and changes you, and you're no longer the same. Your sins are taken care of. You're a child of God. And because of that process, once you get saved, man, life is totally different. You can begin to have that life being cleaned up and more of a focus on him. And God is continually wanting to change our hearts as we focus more on him. And what a beautiful process. And today, let's be sure, hey, let's not live in the past of what we've done or what has happened, but what God has done for us, not of because of failures, but because of God's victory and because of our salvation. We can live in that. He has given us a new freedom, and we can live in that freedom as we grow in the Lord Jesus Christ. And let's be reminded and be encouraged of that today, of our freedom, but also of the positive change he can have in our life as we move on and move better for the Lord, of what he has for us, not for what we want. I hope this is an encouragement to you today as we start into our day, whatever you might be doing. We hope you have a blessed rest of your day. If you do not have a church home, we encourage you, please visit us at Kerwin Baptist Church. We'd love for you to come, and we hope you have a great rest of your day. Thank you again for listening to Believing Together.
We are thankful that you joined us for this podcast today. We encourage you to subscribe to the Believing Together Daily Podcast. And please feel free to contact us through our church website, kerwinbaptistchurch.com, if we could be of further assistance. May God richly bless you today.